You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. This is Dr. Marvin coming to you from San Diego, where it's the most beautiful place in the world. Hopefully you're enjoying this radio show. Every Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m. is the place to be. So if this is your first time listening, thank you for joining us. If you've been here before, thank you for returning to listen to my voice, my beautiful voice, for the next 30 minutes. We talk about dentistry and a whole lot more. The show is called Let's Talk Dentistry, but it's really about natural dentistry and doing what's right, what's common sense. Doing dentistry that's good for your health, not just good for their teeth. There is a big, big difference between holistic and traditional dentistry, and this is what this show is about. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I was going to announce something big. And as you know, some things may be, some big announcements could be good, and some big announcements could be bad, and this could be taken either way. But today I'm going to make a big announcement. The announcement is that I am going to stop doing this show. That is the big announcement. I'm going to, for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to do a three-part series, which is going to be called Everything About Natural Dentistry. Everything About Natural Dentistry. It's a three-part series. I'm going to talk about everything. I'm going to cram as much as I can in these 3 weeks. So this is part one. And the reason why I am, everyone wants to know, I'm sure, why I am quitting doing this show. I'm not really quitting. I'm just basically putting it to the side. Is because I am going to devote the big chunk of my time into teaching. Now, one way that I can get the word out about what I know, and this is what natural dentistry is, that's my expertise, that's what I know. The best way for me to get the word out is to get to the public. But I also need other dentists, other people like me that are breaking free from the status quo, understanding what common sense dentistry is, about not putting toxins in people and dealing with individuals, dealing with humans, not just bits and pieces like the parts of a car. You're not going to go to a tire guy to look at your overall health. You need someone that looks at the big picture, and that's what I do. But we need more dentists out there doing what I do, or doing what me and what Dr. Goddess does, which is look at the person and deal and focus about health. There are very, very few dentists, and I am on a mission. And in order for me to have this mission of teaching other dentists, I'm going to have to take some time off from my day-to-day activities, which is my doctor-patient activities. Now, I've grown a lot in this field of natural dentistry, a lot, tremendous, faster than fast. I've learned a lot, and I've experienced a lot, and I have a lot of that. I owe a lot of that to you, my listeners, and to my patients for helping me learn, because there's only a few ways that you can learn, and the best way to learn is to see it, understand it, learn it, but also do it. And I owe a lot of that to my patients who have been willing to drive long distances or fly long distance in order to get seen by me, in order for me to get the confidence to do the procedures and to learn from the procedures. Because all medical practices, all doctors are practicing. That's why they call it practice. And unfortunately, we practice on people. And what practitioners do with that practice is they build confidence in procedures. So I've learned a lot over the years, but it's now time for me to take a step back and teach other dentists. Because if I can teach other dentists how to do what I do, then they can help other people all the way around the world. I just had an email yesterday from someone from the Netherlands asking me about a certain endodontic or root canal procedure. And he wants to come here, but he just can't. He's from the Netherlands. We're talking about 25 hours of travel just to get here. So if I can reach out and find a dentist that is open-minded and is willing to accept something new and different, then I've helped people all over the world. So forgive me if you are an existing patient and this is the first time you're listening or hearing about this, but I need you to understand that for the greater good of humanity, the greater good for people, and to get the best dentistry out there, the best information, I'm going to have to take away time away from my busy practice in order to write books, come up with videos, write articles, go on speaking engagements, consult other dentists, not only the dentistry, but how to run a dental practice from the marketing to the advertising to your message. I mean, it comes full circle. I look at everything holistically. And when I treat patients, I treat them holistically, meaning I look at the whole body now and into the future. Well, I also treat other problems holistically. So if a dentist needs help, I'm going to look at the big picture and say, in order for you to do this type of dentistry, you have to believe it. In order for you to believe it, you're going to have to learn. And so what I have to do is, with these dentists that I'm going to be teaching, I'm going to have to get through to them that what they're doing is the right thing to do. Because if they are truly open-minded, believe it, they'll understand everything that I'm telling about. And then we're going to help get more people in this world healthier. And that's great for everyone. I think God put me on this earth to not only learn what I've learned, but also teach what I've learned. And I feel like I can help big groups of people, many, many people around the world, if I focus on training other dentists, because that's what people want. People want more dentists like me, because I only have two hands and I can only work on one patient at a time. And I don't rush when I work on my patients. If you know me, as you know, you're not going to find me on roller skates running from room to room. What you're going to find is that I'm going to devote 100% of my time to you in front of me and figure out what the true cause of the problem or what the diagnosis is. And then I'm going to work at the ideal solution and then possible options. But a lot of times, you know, there are consequences to these options. So this type of thought, this type of learning, this type of dentistry is so rare that I'm compelled to teach other dentists. So what I've been doing in the last few months is coming up with the Academy of Natural Dentistry. So I have the Center for Natural Dentistry, which is my practice, but I am starting the Academy of Natural Dentistry, which is going to be the website and the focal point, the foundation for my new endeavors, my new practice of helping other people. So one of the things that this does is it limits my time in my practice. So I make a call out to you. If you've listened to me in the past, or if this is your first time you've listened, and you know that this dentistry is the right dentistry for you, and you're waiting on the sidelines to figure out when the best time, and you want to come see me, you want me to do the treatment, then you need to schedule an appointment with me now. I am pretty much booked up through the summer. I know we just passed Memorial Day, but I'm pretty much booked up through the summer. So in order for you to be seen by me and then get the dental treatment done by me, then you better do it now, or else you may never have an opportunity to have me do it. But if you're willing to wait, I can train other dentists to do what I do. However, it takes a learning curve for this stuff. You know, I can't train everything that I've learned in the last 15 years. I can't train a dentist in 15 days. And they're going to have to experience things on their own. Now, I can help them, but if you really want to be seen by me, which I have limited time left, then you need to schedule an appointment. Now, my appointments are going to fill up by the end of the year. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put at the end of the year, around Christmas time, as my final, okay, appointments. So if you need implants, if you need bridges, if you need extractions, if you need your mercury fillings taken out, and if you want to be diagnosed and treated, You have to act now. I'm going to give you a very, very incredible deal. If you call right now, and I'm not going to limit this to the first three or five callers, if you call right now, I will give you free x-rays. That's a $199 offer. Free x-rays if you schedule an exam with me. Now, you do have to make the exam. We're not going to make you pay for the exam beforehand, but you need to show up. And one of the things that I don't like is when people say that they're going to show up to their appointment. I have reserved an hour of my time to speak with you, and then you don't show up. That is disrespectful. It's courteous. I wouldn't do that to you. I don't expect my patients to be. And I'm not saying that all of them out there, but if you schedule an appointment with me, please give us the common courtesy, decency, respect to call and let us know that they're not coming, and don't make an appointment that you're not going to keep. But that's just plain and simple. That's the way I do things. Like I said, I treat my business as if I were a patient. And if I were a patient, I wouldn't stand up my dentist. I wouldn't stand up any appointment because you only have your word. And I hope if you schedule an appointment with me, I'm going to give you free x-rays if you come in for the exam. Okay. You still have to pay for the exam, but free x-rays for the exam. It's an incredible deal. It's not for the first three callers. It's for the first 10, 15, 100 callers. But remember, my time is limited. If you decide to call next week and you can't, and we can't fit you into the appointment until August, and by the time August comes around, you have a problem in your mouth and you decide to go to another dentist, or by August comes around, you would get to see me, but you don't have time to get all the treatment done because we can't get it all done by the end of the year. That's a bad situation. So you know that procrastinating is a bad thing. Procrastinating is actually a bad word. You don't want to wait. You don't want to delay. So if you want to schedule a visit with me, the best thing you should do, the best thing you should do is call the number right now, 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199, and we're going to help you. But we can't help you unless you call and schedule that appointment. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. It's Dr. Marvin. I'm talking about my last days. No, I'm talking about my last days doing dentistry. And the reason is because I'm focusing on teaching this new way of doing dentistry, this new belief, natural holistic dentistry, so that more dentists, because I've had dentists that have asked for my help and I have put them off because I was doing patient care. I was treating patients like you. But now it's time for me to help more patients by helping more dentists. And so this is going to be my last few months. So if you want to schedule an appointment, if you want your dentistry done by me, Dr. Marvin, yours truly, then you need to schedule an appointment right now. And we're giving you a deal, free x-rays. It's a $199 offer, okay? Free x-rays if you schedule an exam. Okay, so call that number, 760-536-1199. Now, again, this is my three-part series. This is part one. I call it Everything About Natural Dentistry. That's the series. So what am I going to do today? How am I going to start? Well, the first underlying question that most people have when they hear what I do is, what's the difference? What's the difference between holistic natural dentistry and traditional dentistry? Well, the key difference, there are many differences, but the key overriding difference between what I do and what other dentists do is that I'm focused on people, the real person, the person not only now, but the person in the future. Because what we need to focus on is getting to the root cause of problems. And figuring out, is the root cause dental related, or is it in the mouth? Is it in the teeth? Is it in the gums? Is it in the bone? Is it how the teeth come together? Is it the alignment of the teeth? Is it cancers in the mouth? Is it the jaw joint? Is it any of that stuff? Is it in my expertise, in my scope of medicine, in the mouth area? Is the root of people's problems in that area? And that's the difference between, the key difference between holistic and traditional dentistry. Now, you may think, well, don't most dentists do that? The answer is no. Most dentists do what's called traditional mainstream dentistry. And this is what we were taught in school. I went to the same dental schools that everyone else went. And what they do is they focus on repairing teeth, cleaning teeth, dealing with gum disease like bone loss and bleeding gums, and straightening teeth. Did you hear the common word that I used was the mouth, teeth, gums? They fix what I call the small picture. And that's the difference. I look at the big picture, holistic, whole body. That's where holistic comes from, W-H-O-L-E, the whole body. And most dentists look at it from the small picture. They want you, the patient, to tell them where the problem is. Let's say I have pain in my lower right tooth near the back, second one from the back. And then your dentist is going to look to figure out what causes the pain. Hey, they found out that it's a cavity. Let's take an x-ray. Yep, there's a cavity. Here's how to fix it. We're going to do a filling or we're going to do a crown. Or you have a tooth that's broken off. Let's go ahead and fix that. Let's put an inlay filling or crown. Oh, you got a toothache. We got to take out the nerve so that we... That's called a root canal, but if we do a root canal, we're going to have to do a buildup. We have to do a crown. We do it. Everything is fine. Next time you come in for your checkup, oh, we found something else. This is what we need to do. Here, pay. We do it. You know, that's the small picture. What I'm going to tell you is that the small picture stuff, you know, like a broken tooth or bleeding gums where they recommend deep cleanings or gum surgery, that really doesn't affect your health as much as some of the bigger stuff. But if they're not looking at the big picture, how can they diagnose something from the big picture? Because the reality is that dentists cause a lot of problems. That's right. They cause systemic health issues. They cause sleep apnea, TMJ, infections in your mouth and your body. They can cause toxins to affect your thyroid, affect your kidney, your liver, your brain. They can cause your skin to break out. I mean, they can cause more neurological health problems and they have no clue. So a true 100% holistic traditional natural dentist, which there aren't many, okay? There aren't many holistic natural dentists out there, but the truly holistic ones like myself will look at you at the big picture and make common sense, practical recommendations so that we can save teeth and get your health back on track. Because this is the reality. The reality is that we have way too many doctors in this world that are specialized and super specialized in what they know. And what they know is their field, which they've spent a lot of time, energy, money, reading books, reading journals, getting degrees, even more degrees, getting mentored by smarter people in order for them to be smart. But the reality is that we know so much little about how the body works. Because if our government, if our companies, if our doctors, if our hospitals, if our practitioners knew how to help people, then we wouldn't have all these chronic illnesses such as autoimmune disease, Lyme disease, glaucoma, thyroid disease, hormonal problems, cancers, heart disease, arthritis. I mean, just think about this. We are supposed to be the richest, most innovative, the smartest and the most philanthropic country in the world, but we have the sickest people. And one of the reasons why, I'm not saying this is the only reason why, is because we have companies out there that are looking to grow at the expense of your health. I just read an article that almost 90% of the products out there are owned by 8 to 10 mega companies out there. So if you look at all the foods that are out there, look at all the cleaning products. I mean, if you look, the biggest companies, the richest companies out there, there's just a handful of them, and they own all these products. They're wonderful at marketing and establishing brands and getting you to buy and buy and buy. And this is all the stuff that you do, that you use on a regular basis. They're owned by a few people. And these few companies, okay, are getting super wealthy and they're making their shareholders wealthy. And I'm not mad at those companies, okay, for growing and making necessary changes. But the reality is that what they're doing is making us sick. And because all of these processed materials, Aussie's processed foods, these chemicals, we're not looking at it from the whole picture. And the reality is that it's too big to change. You can't have the government regulate the companies, and you can't have the companies, you know, do what's best for our health. You need to do what's best for your health. Do not let your healthcare practitioner tell you, because they may not know. Because if they don't see the link between what you eat, the stress that you have, what you drink, the house you live in, the detergent you use, the lotions you use, the medications you use, everything is holistic. We need to look at everything from the big picture. And if you don't look at it from the big picture, you realize that companies, healthcare practitioners, the government is not looking at helping you. You need to help yourself, and that's why you need to go to practitioners that believe the same things, and you need to look at things from the big picture, because you cannot point fingers at other people, other companies, your genetics, your family history. I mean, we love to point fingers, but the fingers should be pointed at you. And you need to decide, because you're making decisions for yourself. If you're an adult, you are making decisions for yourself, and you are making decisions for your future. And I have wonderful patients, absolutely wonderful, 70, 80 years old, okay? Zero medications, absolutely zero medications. I am very proud of them, because they have made the necessary decisions and they weren't succumbed to those marketing techniques and all those doctors that said, you should take this pill for high blood pressure, you should take this pill for high cholesterol, you should take this pill for your pain. I mean, let's celebrate that there are people out there that are doing this and they are healthy and living a long life, because you need to do this. And doing holistic dentistry is one component. So if you're not doing holistic natural dentistry, you're probably doing traditional dentistry. And what I'm telling you is that holistic natural dentistry is different than traditional traditional dentistry. And you may want to consider being seen by one of these, because we are looking out for your overall health long term. That is the key difference between holistic and traditional dentistry. Hopefully I nailed it, okay? Because you do need to figure this out, because the link between oral dental health and overall health is stronger than what you think. It is absolutely stronger than what you think. Again, the link between oral and overall health is so strong that the root cause could be in your mouth. And if the root cause can be in your mouth, if you're not going to a holistic natural dentist, then they're not going to figure it out. That's the bottom line. That's why I'm going to teach traditional dentists how to become more holistic and think out of the box, so that their box can actually get bigger. You know, yeah, the box can change size. So we want bigger boxes for big, open-minded people, because the bottom line is, how can we help people if we don't know? I always say this, a lot of people don't know what they don't know. So if someone doesn't know what they don't know, how can they know what they don't know? They don't. Someone needs to tell them. Someone needs to go out there. So I'm thinking that the public, or you listeners, are getting smarter, and you're realizing that it's not what it seems. You may know more than your dentist, which could be true, and you need to find people that speak the same language and think the same way, that think holistically, and that's why we provide. So there has been many, many findings in the area of holistic health, and it's, you don't need that much science to advance it, okay? So next week, part two, I'm going to talk about some of the connections between oral health and serious health issues, and you don't want to miss it. This is Let's Talk Dentistry. We're come down to the end of the show. At the beginning of the show, I made a big announcement. And if you've caught me at the end of this show, My big announcement is that I'm going to be stopped doing this dentistry to help other dentists. I'm going to teach other dentists. I formed the Academy of Natural Dentistry so that I can teach other dentists how to do what I do. But if you have a personal issue, if you have dental issues that you want me to take care of personally because you don't want to wait because you're impatient, then you need to call and get scheduled with me now. So if you've never been to our office, I encourage you, please, please, please call me right now, because near the end of the year, if I don't have time, I don't have time. There's only one of me. So Dr. Goddess and myself are going to allocate our time so that you can get the best dentistry possible. I'm Dr. Marvin. You've listened to Let's Talk Dentistry. The number you want to call to schedule an appointment is 760-536-1199. Write that number down, 760-536-1199. If you want to go online and read up more about what we do, go to trynaturaldentistry.com, trynaturaldentistry.com. I'll see you next week, same time, for part two of Everything Natural Dentistry. I'm out.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.